Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA, this is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
I wasn't finished. Had a little tickle. Sorry, Lindo. Yeah, no, it is the Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's with the area's greatest selection of rare, craft, and imported beers, growlers, and crowlers, and 43 rotating drafts. Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. I'm guessing you probably are exhausted from jet lag in your trip to Belgium. That's not a jet lag kind of.
Oh, it is.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so get close.
It's a tough flight. The way home is 8 hours. So, like, when you land, you have to stay up so you don't mess your clock. It's jet lag.
I hate to be such a dumb American.
That's all right.
But I want to say, if you said point out Belgium on a map, I think I might get close. I probably just point somewhere near France.
You'd hit it.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe I'm not so dumb. Calling myself out.
We did cross the border into France. Like, some of the areas we were in are very close to, you know, they're right on the French border.
Are so you supposed to do that? Are you allowed to?
Is that an issue? It's fine.
It's not like...
It's like crossing over into Jersey.
Not like going into South Korea.
No.
North Korea.
Yeah, I mean, we were on a street where all the houses on the right side of the street are in Belgium, all the houses on the left side of the street are in France. You know, it's just,
that's weird.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. Yeah. You sent me some pictures. And again, Belgium has such a history with beer, which is why you were there.
Right.
And to just drink and enjoy beer, probably some networking. But
yeah, I mean, the trip was one of our importers, DNV Imports. They sell St. Bernardus and Abbey Delvaux, Duchess from Verhaegh Brewery. And they invited us over because of the beer that we sell throughout the year for them and wanted us to meet the brewers and see the breweries. And it was an amazing trip.
Is there, and I feel like Bill from mybeerbuzz.com, no beer news today, by the way. I don't know what happened there where Bill is, but I think he's talked about like beer vacations where you basically take a trip and you build it around visiting places. I'm going to guess here. Would you put Belgium as number one for you?
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
Is there like a different part? Is Belgium too big? Is that like saying go to America? Is it too big to say
well,
that?
Well, I mean, if you're going to Belgium for a beercation, I mean, I think it includes Brussels, Bruges, and Ghent are the three automatic cities that people would go to. But if you don't really want to do it by train or whatever, there are groups that have businesses that will take you to different breweries, and they have so a lot of the tours have inns, so they'll get you into brewery tours and see behind the scenes, and it's pretty cool.
There are a lot of people who are like, I have a good friend who's way into this. Every once in a while he listens and he's like, oh, you forgot to mention this. I'm like, listen, you're not the correction person here. You want to drive up from Jersey? Come on.
Why don't you tell him to come in?
He's not going to come in.
No one come in.
It would be weird. I haven't seen him in 30 years. what's your number two beer vacation? And I'll stop this with this line of questioning because I want to get to our featured beer.
If I was, well, I haven't been to Ireland yet.
You really?
Yeah, and I'd really like to see the Guinness Brewery and the pubs of the pub, not really breweries as much, but the pubs of Ireland would really be cool.
But of the places you've gone to, I'm just kind of curious. I'm taking notes here.
Germany.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Would be the second one.
So Cleveland gets screwed again. Cleveland not making any lists anytime soon.
Maybe not Cleveland or Cincinnati.
It happens or it doesn't happen. All right, so we have a featured beer today, and I already see kind of sort of what it is. Sierra Nevada?
It's the season for Oktoberfests.
They're out and about.
They're out and about. It's time to go. Time to drink your Oktoberfests.
I'm going to paraphrase you wrong, I think, so please clarify.
Yep.
There's a lot of Oktoberfest things now.
Correct.
And is that a bad thing or a good thing? Because it seems like, is it just, this is what I think you said. There's so many of them, it's like not even traditional. It's just everyone's take on what they think it should be versus traditional.
Well, when you're dealing with American breweries, I mean, yeah, of course, it's going to be their take on an Oktoberfest. Marzen's and Fest beers, both the two different styles of Oktoberfest beers out of Germany are, you know, they have to be from a certain region of Germany. Okay. So of course, when you're going to talk about American brewed Oktoberfests, I mean, we have one on draft right now from Schilling. It's called Constantine. That's an Austrian style Marzen. Okay. You know, it's pretty good. It's good tasting, right. but it's their take on an Austrian take of an Oktoberfest.
You have enough. You don't need to understand it, right?
Well, that's, you know, it's delicious. It's a good beer. But this one, you know, I would kind of gamble that it's going to say that it's closer to a lot of Oktoberfests that are going to be brewed in Germany than you're going to find in the U.S. And the reason why I'm going to go out and say that is, yes, I love Sierra Nevada Brewery. They do a great job. I've been pouring their beers and pushing their beers and loving their beers for 30 plus years.
Wow.
But this one is a collaboration that they come out with every year, but they changed the collaborative brewery in Germany. And this one is a brewery that I've honestly never heard of. So it's a smaller German brewer. I'm probably going to butcher their name, but the name of the brewery is Störtebeker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They work with them and they put together a recipe to brew the beer. And I think it's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, we've had a lot of IPAs recently. Mm-hmm. It feels like that a couple weeks, because you can always tell if it's an IPA if you listen to the Friday Beer Buzz, because Nancy and I will do this.
Mm.
Oh, after you take that first sip. Yeah. More Nancy lately than me. I've been handling it. This doesn't have that at all. This is just like full flavor.
Well, this is, I mean, a lot of your fest beers are going to, they're not going to be hop forward. They're going to be malt forward. So you get that bready, biscuity flavor in there. And it's kind of, I mean, there's a little bit of hop bitterness in the back, but it's not definitely.
Oh, know, this is great.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've had one of these Oktoberfest, or I've had something that was called Oktoberfest and didn't like it. Maybe I'm either evolving or this is just an excellent beer.
There are some that are going to be more hop forward than others, and some that are going to be thinner and more full bodied. And I mean, it depends on which one you hit. But this one, I really like it. I think they did a good job.
You know this. If I don't like a beer, I'll tell you. Like, yeah. I'm not just saying this, but this might be one of my favorite beers I've ever had on the show. This is so good and so easy to drink.
Right now, when the nights are getting cooler, and I mean, and the seasons are starting to change, this is the beginning of like beer starting to warm up for me. Like
it's weird. It like almost has like if you leave a beer out, it loses some of its bubbles, but it's not like it's perfect. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what's going on with me, but this is. I don't think I've loved a beer this much since that 50-cent beer we got for that was no.
This is good football tailgate beer.
Sit by a fire kind of
this
beer.
This is fire beer. This is pizza beer. This is pretty good.
I may have a problem. My last beer till I get help. I would go with this. That's insensitive to people, but look, this is delicious. They did a great job. And I hate being so positive because it sounds like I'm being fake, but.
Yeah, this is not supposed to be an infomercial.
Like, no, it's really not. So I'm just going to say the rest of their beers, screw them. No, this is really delicious. So they did a good job.
This is a fest beer versus a Martin. So it's going to be a little lighter, a little easier to drink, not really amber in colors, but there is a little bit of. It's a little darker than I would have thought, but it's 6% alcohol. And I mean, we're saying that it's not hop forward, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different hops in this.
Really?
Yeah.
They did a good job of balancing it out with something else. Störtebeker.
Störtebeker.
How about the name on the bottom? It's, you see that one?
No.
There's another word underneath that's Störtebeker, and it's hard to see. Brausfezialit. Can't pronounce that. It keeps going on and on and on. It's like the longest word I've ever seen. This is a really good beer, though. And I'm not saying, like, I keep saying, I'm always stunned.
Oh, brewing specialists.
Is that what that says?
That's what that translates to.
Oh, I thought you said it spelled out.
No. That's the full name of the brewery.
That is super cool. This is a good season. And that's available now. Do you have it on tap or is it just cans right now?
Right now we have it in cans. I think it might be coming up on draft. I'm not positive, but we definitely have a lot of six packs of it, and it is worth trying.
That, and I like to say, I just retold the story to someone. I said, my favorite, because you wear what's the Stella shirt you wear? It's a gas station shirt or whatever?
Dickie's work shirt.
Work shirt. First time I ever met you, I saw you in that. And I remember just thinking, oh, he's cool. He's got a beer shop or whatever. And I didn't know. And I think I asked you, how many beers do you have? A couple hundred? And you're like 3,000. And I almost fell over. I was like, I have misjudged this man. So if you don't like what we're describing, there's something there for you.
What a doubt. Come in and we'll help you find what you're looking for.
And word on the street is that pizza, people like it.
Yeah.
You got a good thing going for you.
Pizza's all right.
Yeah. What time's a good time to order for football games?
We're ready. Whatever you want it. Hey, did you see the Miss Pennsylvania threw a shout out to us on national television?
I did not see that.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't even know she knew me.
No, I would say to Sabatini's.
Yeah. not again.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Where is the video up on your website?
Yeah.
Facebook. Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar. This is the Friday Beer Buzz. Bill, I'll hopefully be back next week. Nancy's, she'll be back hopefully next week as well. And, thank you for coming in, from Belgium. You. Again, today's featured beer, Oktoberfest from Sierra Nevada and
Studebaker.
It's easier to say. All right. The Friday Beer Buzz. We'll do this again next week.
All right.
The Friday Beer Buzz. And Friday Beer Buzz powered again by Sabatini's Pizza, Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Bringing good beers and good people together. We'll be back next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.